This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
When you believe in Christ, Christ works a miracle in you. John chapter 3 verse 5. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. When you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit. You are permanently purified and empowered by God himself. The message of Jesus to the religious people is simple. It is not what you do, it's what I do. I have moved in, and in time you can say with Paul, I myself no longer live, but Christ lives in me. God bless you.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And his greatest gift is to allow us to know him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollabill.
Dear listener, you are welcome to the program Healthy You. This is the fifth part of the discussion on the topic food.
Today we are going to look at the topic food. Chrissy?
Meat takes longer to digest than than plants, fruits, vegetables. I have a personal experience. When I was in high school, Maxwell Adventist Academy, the school itself, of course, Adventist schools are vegetarian and they don't serve meat.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that every time I was in school, I was much, you know, I was faster in my thoughts. My mind was much clearer. I was stronger. Not because I worked out in the school. I worked out outside of the school, but every time I went for, say, long vacation or even short or for a weekend and I eat some chicken or meat, I find out that I become constipated. And when you become constipated, the blood is not flowing freely as much as it's supposed to flow in your system for it to reach your brain, for you to have assimilation to think faster. You know, so I am all for plant food. Yeah, yeah, I'm all for plant
okay.
food.
Anyway, that brings this story in Bible to mind. When the three Hebrew boys, if you all remember, they had the opportunity to dine at the table of the king.
Yeah.
And of course, we all know the life of the affluent. If it's chicken, it's full chicken.
Yeah.
If it's lamb, they barbecue it and they set it on the table. You can
lots of fat
chop off any portion that you want.
Yep.
And these Hebrew boys had every opportunity to eat bread, eat animal, eat any kind of animal, but they chose to just eat plant-based diets. And I think the story in the Bible tells us that, was it after 2 weeks? Or
after 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. When the king gathered his wise men and called them as well, he realized that these boys who chose to go strictly on plant-based diets were stronger, were healthier, they were faster in mind, meaning they were wiser.
Mm-hmm.
I think that confirms your own personal
experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting. Mr. Akos, I wanted to add something.
Just to confirm, in case anybody is doubting where people find it, you could look in Daniel chapter 1.
Okay.
For those of us who are listening and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I think it would be a good thing if one would say, as for me, I'm old and all that, I don't really care about being smart in the mind. But your children, what about your children? Instead of just feeding them so much meat and all that, if there's biblical evidence that plant-based diet actually helps, probably it's because of the fact that there aren't clogs in the veins, mm-hmm. and so blood. Doc, can you like how the blood is able to rush faster to the brain to make the brain more active? I don't know.
Well, a lot of a plant-based diet or food is really rich in the minerals and the vitamins. These things are very essential in growth and especially for the brain.
Mm-hmm.
The brain relies a lot on these vitamins and these minerals. So when you have a lot of it in your system, your brain is always nourished.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that is one of the reasons why individuals who stick to the plant-based meals are often sharp with respect to their minds.
Okay. Very interesting. Kusi, you want to
Yes, a lot of the plant-based foods also contain antioxidants. Antioxidants are, to put it in simple terms, they are they are elements that prevent oxidation. Oxidation is when, maybe doctor, you can help me out here. When, say, you're poaching an egg, right? Poaching is when you put you bust the egg, you put it in water, you act like you're frying, but you're not frying it. It's like you're frying the egg in the water.
Okay.
It is considered much healthier than frying or boiling because it has it can't be oxidated. It's not introduced to atmospheric oxygen for it to devalue its nutrients. Okay. Now, when you eat fruits, vegetables, they have antioxidants that cancel, like doctor said before, they cancel out certain harmful effects of meat eating. Exactly. You know, when you kill an animal, of course, oxidation takes place because it's a dead muscle. You understand? Now, so antioxidants are very essential in our diet.
Okay. And the plants.
When we have antioxidants, it also cancels out free radicals that are poisonous in our food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Doc, you wanted to add something?
I think he said everything with respect to the oxidants and antioxidants. I was referring to it earlier on, but I usually prefer to stay away from the big terms,
yeah.
Oxidants and antioxidants and free radicals and all that. But essentially,
imprisoned radicals. If you are not free, you are imprisoned.
But essentially, I think to the listener on the streets, all you need to know is at times most of the food that we eat, it goes through certain changes. And there are certain things which are released out of these foods which tend to be harmful to us. So the changes it goes through is the oxidation. And then it releases things into the system which you refer to as free radicals. And these things go into the system and it's been found out that these free radicals are the causes of most of the illnesses. So name them. Hypertension, diabetes, cancer, stroke, whatever. Most of these, you can actually implicate free radicals in most of the chronic conditions that we know about. And these fruits or vegetables or plant-based diets have a lot of antioxidants, things that cancel out the effects of these
free radicals.
So what they actually do is they mop up. Mm-hmm. That is the word. Mm-hmm. They mop up these free radicals, and they prevent them from having that harmful effects on their body. So essentially, that is it.
Interesting. Listener, in case you just tuned in, we are talking about food. You looked at what food is, the various kinds, the states, the sources. We thank you so much for doing the listening. We believe that you've learned so much from this. We have been talking about food, and I've been doing this discussion with Dr. Eric Diadanso. He is the medical doctor for Valley View University Clinic. And we also have had with us Kwesi Intim, who is a graduate in health science and radiology. And then we also have Mr. Kosa Yao Abeyie, who is a lecturer at the nursing department of Valley View University. I have been your moderator, Bell Dollar Bill.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic, food. A continuation will be brought to you later. any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope. More precious than gold.
Sweeter than the honey.
They are more precious than gold. The loss of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul,
reviving the soul,
reviving the soul.
They are
more precious than gold,
sweeter than the honey.
They are more precious than gold.
They make wise the simple. They give joy to the heart, light to the eyes, enduring forever. Righteous altogether.
Reviving the soul,
reviving the soul,
reviving the soul.
May the words of my life and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock, my rock and my
reviving the soul,
reviving the soul,
reviving the soul. They are more precious
you and for me,
for you and
me. On the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Soon and the coming Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe that by His grace, you are all doing fine. I am Pastor Isaac Apple, and our presentation this day is captioned, The Face of God. Shall we pray? Divine Father, we thank you so much for our lives this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed on us. As you're about to hear a word, we ask that you come and be with us and grant us your grace to understand and live by it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our text is taken from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. The Bible says, "He that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given will he pay him back." I take it again, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. "He that had pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he had given will be paid him back again." Brethren, I want to ask you a question. I want us to ponder over these questions. Have you seen the face of God before? Has there been a time in your life when you have desired to see the face of God? When Moses was confused and perplexed as to how to lead the children of Israel to Canaan, he asked God to show him his face. We can read about that in Exodus chapter 33, verse 18. There are many times in our lives as well when we pray to see the face of God. Whenever we go through difficulties in life, we quickly go down on our knees seeking the face of God in our situation. Just like Moses, we ask God to show us His glory in our situation. Yes, when the road seems dark, rough and thorny, the only thing to do is to seek the face of God in prayer. That is the only way out in every situation that we find ourselves in. But friend, have you considered the people who pray to God every day for the things that we don't even value? Yes, I'm talking about the clothes that you don't even wear, the coins that you don't even value, the food you consider to be inferior, the pure water that you use to wash your car. There are countless normal people in the world today who are praying for the basic necessities of life. They pray that they may find some crumble of bread in their garbage for breakfast. They pray that they may get some dirty water today for themselves and for their family. They pray that they may have the strength to get off the bed and walk once again. They pray that they may find some tattered clothes somewhere to cover their nakedness. They pray that someone may visit them in a prison and comfort their weary souls. They pray that it might not rain today at night, for their shelter is only a cupboard. These people I'm talking about are not far from us. They are found everywhere. You can find some by the roadside. Some are dumped in an uncaring orphanages. Others are locked up in some faraway prison. Others are also found in hospital beds with no one to take care of them. Some of them can't even see. Others have lost the ability to walk on their feet. Some were born dumb and can't even share their burdens. Yes, friends, these people are always praying to see the face of God each and every single day. To them, each day is a struggle to survive. They go to sleep with a tear in their eyes, pain in their heart, and a burning hunger in their stomach. When the morning breaks, their hardship only intensifies. What do we pray for? We pray for cars. We pray for promotion. We pray for designer clothes. We pray for jewels. We pray for education, air-conditioned apartment, plasma TV. In fact, we pray for things that will make our living comfortable. And all that they pray for is to survive each day. They only ask for the things we don't regard in this life. They only ask for the things that seem unimportant to us. We eat good breakfast while they struggle for our leftovers in the garbage cans. We ride in air-conditioned cars while they sit in the hot sun begging for what to eat. They seek the face of God in the things we do not regard. Friend, true Christianity is not about paying big tithes and offering at church every weekend. It is not even about attending church services every weekend. Not at all, friend. But rather, true Christianity is all about helping the poor. The Bible makes us understand in James 1 verse 27, it says that pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. True worship of God is all about helping the helpless. God has given us plenty so we can help those who do not have. Yes, we are the face of God to these people. We are the face of God to those who do not have. God has blessed us with plenty so we can be a blessing to the less privileged in society. Service to mankind is service to God. The Bible says, "He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him back." Proverbs 19:17. The only way our wealth can be sustained is by giving it to the poor. The book of Luke chapter 6 verse 38 says that, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure ye meet, shall ye also be given." Again, Proverbs chapter 28 verse 27 says that, "He that gives to the poor shall not lack, but he that hides his eyes shall have many curses." When you are caught in the traffic and you see a beggar asking for help, be the face of God to him or her by giving a helping hand. Don't dip your hand in your pocket looking for coins. Why don't you give him or her a note to put a smile in his or her face? You see the porter on the street. Why don't you give them money for lunch? It is not enough going to church every weekend. It is not enough paying your tithe. Be the face of God to the less privileged. Visit them in prisons where they are locked up. Show them the love of God. Jesus said in the judgment day, "The king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me water. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came for me.' Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of these little ones, my brethren, you did it for me." Matthew chapter 25, verse 36 to 40. God has been good to you and I,
And it is only right that we show our appreciation to God by helping those who do not have. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 13 says that whosoever stops his ears at the cry of the poor, he shall also cry himself and shall not be heard. As you go about with your activities for this day and the rest of the week, be a blessing to others. Let people see the face of God through your good deed. Make it your aim to be a prayer answer to some poor beggar today. After all, these are the people that Christ died for. Be the face of God to others, and you see the face of God shine in your life this week. He that has bountiful eyes shall be blessed, for he giveth his bread to the poor. Proverbs 22 verse 9. May the Lord bless you as you be the face of God to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595. Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.